All right. Diving into ServiceStack v8.2, you weren't kidding about a deep dive. New templates, Vite integration. Honestly, feels kind of overwhelming. Where do we even start with all this?
Well, the good news is this isn't just a random smattering of new stuff. The theme I'm seeing is ServiceStack going all in on .NET 8 and ASP.NET Core. They're really leveraging what's new there.
Yeah, I'm seeing .NET 8 foundations sprinkled throughout these notes.
Yeah.
But like, buzzwords aside, what's the impact? What's going to get developers actually pumped?
So one thing that'll definitely grab attention is the SPA templates. They've always been a big deal in ServiceStack, but they've gotten a huge upgrade in v8.2.
Okay, SPA templates, yeah, I use those. But huge upgrades, doing a lot of work there.
Yeah.
Give me the specifics. What's changed?
Both the Vue and React templates are rebuilt on .NET 8. Tight integration with Vite, but it goes deeper than just the tech stack. They've really leaned into developer productivity this time.
Now, those are the magic words, developer productivity.
Yeah.
Give me an example. How are they actually making my life easier?
Let's take the Vue template. Imagine never again wasting hours debugging because your front end and back end types are mismatched. ServiceStack v8.2 is all about end-to-end type safety, even in the Vue template.
Well, backup end-to-end type safety. Is that what it sounds like? Like actually what I'm hoping it means?
It's exactly that good. They're generating TypeScript DTOs right from your .NET backend, so your front-end and back-end are always in sync. Less code to write, fewer errors to chase down, more time to actually build cool features.
Okay, you had me at fewer errors. Seriously, that's huge. But it can't just be type safety, right? What else makes these SPA templates stand out?
They really focused on playing nicely with the other tools and libraries that are popular in the JavaScript world. So, for example, the Vue template now has built-in support for minimal APIs. That's a really nice feature in .NET 6 for creating really clean and efficient APIs.
Minimal APIs, right. Jog my memory, though. What's so great about them? Why should I care?
Think about building an API with the absolute minimum amount of code. No unnecessary boilerplate, just pure focus logic. That's minimal APIs in a nutshell. And now ServiceStack has integrated that directly into the Vue template, making your development workflow smoother and your APIs more performant.
That's slick. It's like they actually thought about what developers need to hit the ground running, huh?
Exactly. And they didn't stop there. They've also integrated those really nice, sleek Tailwind CSS components directly into the Vue template. So now you can easily create a really visually appealing and modern UI without having to write a bunch of custom CSS.
Tailwind is super hot right now. Good to know they're keeping up with what's trending on the front end. But let's talk about my other content love, React. Did the React SPA template get the same level of love? Oh, you know it did. The React template in v8.2 is looking pretty slick. I see they brought in those Shad CN UE Tailwind components. Talk about a time saver for building a nice looking UI.
Yeah, and that's really key. ServiceStack isn't just throwing the ingredients at you. It's about how those ingredients work together. Like those Shad CN / UE components, they're pre-built React components designed to play perfectly with Tailwind CSS. So you get a really polished look and feel with minimal effort.
Makes sense. But looking good is only part of the battle, right? React devs need substance, not just style. What about functionality?
Oh, absolutely. And ServiceStack doesn't disappoint there either. Think about data tables, always a pain to build from scratch. Well, now they've included a customizable data table component right in the React template, and it's integrated with TanStack table.
Hold up. TanStack table. Now that one's new to me. What's the advantage of using that?
Okay, so TanStack table. It's a super powerful headless table library for React. Headless just meaning it handles all the tough stuff behind the scenes, sorting, filtering, pagination, making your tables interactive. But it doesn't force any opinions about how your table actually looks. You have full control over the styling and layout using your existing CSS framework, which would be Tailwind in this case, of course.
So kind of like having the engine of a Ferrari, but without the body. I can build my own custom data table hot rod.
Exactly. And because it's all hooked into ServiceStack's React template, connecting that powerful engine to your data is super straightforward.
You know, you're actually making me excited about data tables, and that never happens. But I got to ask, what about forms? They go hand in hand with data, and forms can be a real headache, especially the validation side of things.
Oh, tell me about it. Form validation. Essential but so tedious. Thankfully, ServiceStack v8.2 to the rescue. They've really leveled up the React SPA template with form components that are directly integrated with ServiceStack's validation feature.
Okay, now we're talking. Break it down for me. How does that actually work in practice?
Simple and elegant, really. You define your validation rules on the .NET backend, just like you're used to with ServiceStack. But now those rules automatically translate into client-side validation in your React forms. No more duplicating your validation logic. No more messing around with complex front-end validation libraries. It just works.
So if I'm following you, ServiceStack is doing all the hard work to make sure my forms are validated the same way on both the front-end and back-end.
You got it. Developer productivity, less time on tedious, error-prone stuff. That's the name of the game.
I'm loving this theme. ServiceStack is clearly on a mission to make our lives easier. But okay, let's switch gears a bit here. We've talked a lot about building those dynamic web apps with SPA templates, but what about the static stuff? Documentation, marketing sites, that kind of thing. What's new there?
That, my friend, is where the VitePress plugin enters the picture. This is huge for anyone dealing with content-heavy websites, documentation sites, even blogs. Think. Managing all your content with the elegance and simplicity of Markdown. That's the power ServiceStack is bringing to the table here.
Sure. Markdown sites are everywhere these days, but they often come with their own set of limitations. What makes this VitePress plugin different? What am I missing?
It's the concept of universal Markdown. You write your content once, and ServiceStack makes sure it looks fantastic regardless of the framework rendering it. Vue, React, even .NET Razor or Blazor, all from the same Markdown source.
Wait, seriously, I write a blog post in Markdown and it magically appears on my Vue site, my React site, and my .NET site, all looking amazing. That's wild.
That is the beauty of the VitePress plugin. They've taken something inherently simple, Markdown, and combined it with the flexibility of multiple rendering engines. But hold on, it gets even better.
Better? How is that even possible? Don't hold out on me.
Remember how we talked about organizing your content in folders using Markdown? Well, ServiceStack provides these things called metadata APIs. Basically, they let you grab all that content as structured data, think JSON, so you can easily pull it into your applications.
Metadata APIs, huh? That's got my attention. But I need a real-world use case. Give me an example. How would I actually put that into action?
Okay, imagine this. You're building a blog, right? And you want to show those three most recent posts on your homepage. Now, instead of having to manually update that homepage every time you hit publish on a new post, you use the metadata APIs.
Okay, I'm following so far.
So these APIs let you grab all your blog posts as structured JSON data. That includes the title, the date, any other metadata you've added, it's all there. And because it's structured data, you can easily query it to dynamically display those latest posts right there on your homepage. No fuss, no muss.
So what you're saying is no more manually copying and pasting content, no more messing around with database queries. I can just fetch exactly what I need when I need it, all neatly organized.
Precisely. It streamlines your entire workflow and opens up a world of possibilities for content integration and dynamic display. And here's the best part. Remember how we talked about the VitePress plugin supporting all those different rendering engines?
Yeah, the universal Markdown thing blew my mind a little, not gonna lie.
Right. Well, because of that, you can use these metadata APIs to integrate your Markdown content into Vue, React, .NET, you name it.
Wow. Okay. You weren't exaggerating? That is a game changer for content-heavy sites. It's like having this universal content API at your fingertips. But before we get lost in the magical world of Markdown, let's switch gears one last time here. Kotlin ServiceStack V8.2 seems to be making friends with Kotlin, and I gotta know more.
You're right, we're venturing into some exciting new territory here. Remember how we talked about ServiceStack embracing that broader .NET ecosystem? Well, they're taking it even further by extending that philosophy to include Kotlin. Specifically, Kotlin Compose Multiplatform.
Kotlin Compose Multiplatform, it sounds incredibly powerful, but also a little intimidating, to be honest. Can you break that down for me? What's it all about?
Picture this. You can build native apps for iOS, Android, desktop that's Windows, Mac, Linux, even the web, all from a single code base written in Kotlin. That is the power of Kotlin Compose Multiplatform. It's revolutionizing cross-platform development.
Okay, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
But how does ServiceStack fit into all of this? Where do they connect?
So ServiceStack is all about making sure us .NET developers aren't left in the dust with all this new cross-platform stuff. They've introduced this thing called Kotlin ServiceStack Reference. Basically, it lets you generate Kotlin versions of your .NET data models.
Hold on, let me make sure I'm understanding this right. I can have my rock-solid .NET backend
built
with all the goodness of ServiceStack and then use this Kotlin ServiceStack Reference to generate Kotlin versions of those data models. And then I can seamlessly use those Kotlin models in my Kotlin Compose Multiplatform app.
You nailed it. It's like building this bridge between your .NET backend and your Kotlin frontend, and all of a sudden they're talking to each other perfectly. And because you're building on ServiceStack's typed APIs, the whole integration is incredibly smooth, completely type safe.
This is blowing my mind. Okay, so let's say I'm a .NET developer who's been thinking about dipping my toes into the native cross-platform world ServiceStack V8.2 and Kotlin Compose multi-platform. That's the dream team, right?
Absolutely. ServiceStack brings that robust backend and the tools to seamlessly integrate with Kotlin, while Kotlin Compose multi-platform gives you the power and flexibility to build truly native apps that can run practically anywhere. It's a win-win.
Wow. We have covered some serious ground in this deep dive. I mean, we talked about enhanced SBA templates with end-to-end type safety, the revolutionary VitePress plugin, and the mind-blowing possibilities of Kotlin Compose multi-platform. ServiceStack V8.2 is truly in a league of its own.
They've really outdone themselves with this release. It's so clear that ServiceStack is dedicated to staying ahead of the curve, giving developers like us the tools we need to build the next generation of modern cross-platform applications.
You know, what I'm taking away from this deep dive is that .NET development is evolving. It's not just about building those traditional web applications anymore. It's about embracing these new technologies, exploring those cross-platform possibilities, really pushing the boundaries of what we can create.
Yeah.
If you're a .NET developer, do yourself a favor. Dive into ServiceStack V8.2. You might just be amazed by what you can build.